Hey y'all, this is your girl Ruth Yamin, and you are listening to the Sis I Love You series here on my channel. During these talks, we're really just gonna have conversations based off things that I wish I would have heard when I was in my early 20s, and things that I think that is vital for us as women to know just along the way, whether you are 20, 30, or 40, because sometimes it just takes you being able to hear it. And today we're going to talk about commitment. And what's funny is, if you ask yourself, am I a committed person? You'd probably automatically think about a relationship. Most, not all, but 70 to 80% of women will be thinking about, yeah, I know I'm a committed person because I've been in a relationship before and I was in a 3-year relationship. Or I've done this and I've done that. And I've stuck with this person, or I've stuck with this, with these friends, or I've stuck with that and this, such and such and such and such. And that's where I don't know if I'm using the right word, but that's what the caveat is. Because when we think of commitment, we automatically go towards the thought process of relationships. But if I was to give my younger self, or give you, any woman advice, I would say focus on being a committed person. And see, there's a difference, because I found myself too, every time the word committed came by, I'm like, yeah, I am committed, because like, I even did a 3-year relationship, there's no way I'm not. And I was like, nah, you're not committed. Have you committed to the process? Have you committed to the new ways of thinking? Have you committed to your habits? Have you committed to the plan? Have you committed to the highest version of yourself? Have you committed? Because by definition, commitment is, but it literally means to join, to bind, to group. And even then, with those words, it's like, are you binding yourself to your goals? Are you binding yourself to taking care of yourself? Are you binding yourself to the most beautiful version of yourself? Or whatever it is that you may be after in life. Hey, I actually got my notes now, y'all, so let's get into it for real. And then you may ask yourself, so what is a committed person and what does a committed person look like? A committed person, they have priorities and they stick to those priorities, right? They end up forming habits, routines, and a lifestyle that ultimately aligns them to what their priorities are, their end goal, or what it is that they are ultimately bowing to within this lifetime. So it's like, okay, if my goal is to be the healthiest and the fittest person and this and that, my habits, my routines, the way I take care of myself, even the way I talk to myself on the inside is going to align with a healthy, fit person, whatever they may look like by definition for you. And then like, the more and more you just, like we talk about it, it's just like, being committed also just goes back to being loyal. And I remember the word loyal used to be thrown around so much, like our 2013, 2016 era. I need one loyal person, this and that. But I just couldn't help but think about how commitment and loyalty, and the word loyal and commitment, often is associated with relationships and romantic per se. And we're going to just keep it real. Like, especially as women, like, oh, I want to be in a committed relationship and this person has to be loyal to me. Or even sometimes, a lot of times platonically too. But I just couldn't help but think that, and I'm like, yo, commitment was never for him. Commitment was never for that guy that I probably ain't gonna see for the rest of my life anymore. The one who never was the one. Commitment was never for him. Like, if we literally took all the time, especially when we're so young and in our 20s, if we took all the times that we gave somebody a second chance, or we overstayed our welcome within relationships, and we did that with the times that we wanted to bet on ourselves, the times where we wanted to try something new, the times where we wanted to change the direction of our life, you'd be way further along. And I'm not saying that so you can grieve what's not even there, but what I'm saying is that if we shift our focus and our energy in a healthy way towards something worthwhile, you're on a good track. And I also say, don't think you're a committed person because of how long you stayed with something. You may just have attachment issues, but I digress. So the next question you may have to ask yourself is, how do I know what I'm committed to? What is it that I'm committed to then? Because you may be committed. You can be literally be committed to be uncommitted. Can you? But you're going to ask yourself, how do I know what I'm committed to? And when you ask yourself this question, I want you to look outwardly. Look outwardly. Look at how your life looks around you. Are you working at a job that you love? Or are you just doing what you feel is right or what others should be doing? How are you taking care of your body? What are your inner thoughts? How do your friends look? How healthy am I mentally, spiritually, physically, financially? What does it look like for me? And then you go back to the habits. Because a lot of times we get committed to bad habits and don't even know we're committed to the bad habits. Oh, I have an overspending problem. I'm committed to overspending. Oh, I'm committed to self-isolation. I really can't keep friendships. Oh, I'm committed to making myself feel bad for what I eat. Oh, I'm committed to instant gratification. I like to do the fast things. I like the quick way out of things. I'm not trying to wait on anything. In return, everything goes quickly too. I'm committed to instability. I have a habit of doing things I know I shouldn't do, but I just do it for the plot anyways. Yeah, you're committed to something. So make sure you look outwardly and you see what habits you're committed to. Down to your morning routine, your afternoon routine, how you take care of your skincare routine, every routine and way of thinking that you have, I want you to dig deep and just analyze it for a week and see like, oh man, this is actually a habit that I have. This is something that I need to brush up on. This is something that you need to brush up on. And you know what I'm about to say, as I've said, that commitment is not just, it's not equal romantic relationships. And now you're like, why you keep pounding at that? But I'm saying that because commitment is about your relationships, because you have a relationship with everything. You have a relationship with your friends. You have a relationship with money. You have a relationship with yourself. You have a relationship with God. You have a relationship with your home. You have a relationship with your job, food, money, whatever it is, you got a relationship with it. And I challenge you to analyze those relationships and show and look and see what you have committed yourself to within those relationships. All in all, I just want to say, sis, commitment was never for him. It's for you. If y'all take anything from this video, I want you to know this. Learn how to be a committed person and remain committed. Because once you learn how to be committed, consistent, and disciplined in all your practices that are good for you, you have no option but to live a good life. Always remember, sis, I love you, and we'll talk next time.